Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Mary, you have been reviewing wine.
I have been drinking the rosé.
Oh, that's excellent. Well, it is summer, it is rosé season. What could be nicer than that?
Well, I know you and I both have this habit of going to our local wine store and buying as many different rosés as we can and trying them over the season. And I have to say my season started off a little meh. I have to
lackluster rosé?
A little lackluster. Uh-huh. Yeah, some were okay. They weren't great. I thought, maybe it's the vintage. And then I hit one that I really, really liked. And that was the 2012 Domaine de Moderé Coteron Rosé.
Mm-hmm. A Grenache Syrah.
Grenache Syrah. Mm-hmm. Oui. Pinceau perhaps also. Mm-hmm. This retails for about $16. I've also said on this program before, so pardon my repetition, whereas I like many of my wines a little bit leaner, a little more acidic, I like my rosés to sort of punch me in the mouth. Mm. I like the bright color. I like the big fruit. Not bubblegum, but the strawberries and all of that. And this one was beautiful. It was magenta. It had all the nice ripe fruit. It had enough acid to back it up. I thought I found my rosé for the season. And then I tried the Mas de Guillot Rosé, also a 2012. This one retails for about $13.
And this is also from the Rhone?
Also from the Rhone, and it was equally lovely. It had a little bit more of sort of like sweet tea tannins. That flavor profile sounds funny for rosé, but it works. And again, some of the strawberries and the ripe fruit. And it was lovely, too. So I was just very happy to find both of these. Again, from the Rhone, we have Domaine de Moderé, Coteron Rosé, and Mas de Guillot, G-U-I-O-T, Rosé.
Excellent. You are the Rhone Ranger today.
Today and always.
There you go. For Word on Wine Review, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.